7:19, Tri-Cities Talk Radio. About this time every Tuesday morning, we check in with Dennis Whittingham with Precision Tune Auto Care, who sponsors this portion of our program. Good morning, Dennis. How you doing?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Morning.
Morning. Everybody rolling right along here on this Tuesday morning, and I trust that Buddy the dog is on patrol out on Boone Lake at your place.
Oh, yeah. He's being very guardian on his rug here.
on the rug. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like my former guard duties when I was in the service, but we'll not talk about that. So
let's, Yeah, I know.
Let's talk about automobiles this morning. You said you wanted to talk to us as temperatures are getting warmer here about moving into thinking about our air conditioning on our vehicles. What you got?
Yeah, we continue our May is Car Care Month series, and we've gotten to the point where we're talking about something that is very important in the summer. And that is air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that we didn't use our air conditioning systems in the winter. They just kind of were there. And lots of times, particularly when we used the old type refrigerant, the R12 it was called, it would leak down some in the wintertime when it wasn't being used. Fittings would dry up and leak and so forth. And really it was there was a need this time of year to get the system up and running again to get ready for summer. Now our air conditioning is pretty much run year round because they're part of our defrost system with our cars, and we're also using a new type of refrigerant now. It's called R134. It's not as harmful to the ozone as the old R12 is. At that said, we still don't want to release it into the air. We try our best to keep it captured even when we're doing service on the vehicles.
Very good.
One of the assets or one of the features, I'm trying to say, of the 134 is there's not as much of it. In an old R12 system, there was about 5 pounds of refrigerant in the system. Now we're at 2.5, 3 pounds. What this means is a small loss will have a greater effect on the system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a good idea this time of year to have your system checked over, and one, to make sure that it the refrigerant is at peak level. The other thing is just to check all the components of the system. Oftentimes we do these air conditioning inspections, and we find that the condenser on the front of the vehicle, that's a little radiator type thing that's right in front of the car's cooling radiator, it will have accumulated a lot of road debris, and to the point of just about blocking it up. Mm. So we quite often have to clean these off in order to have the air conditioning system to work properly. So it's a good idea to bring it in. We do a complete check of everything. We put our equipment on it to make sure that it's at the proper level. Plus, we check all the components in the system to make sure they're working properly. And one of the things that is most important is to make sure that the serpentine belt that's driving the system is in good shape, because if that belt breaks, nothing works.
All right.
So we're going to be able to test it on Friday when we get 92 degrees. So we already have some folks coming in and getting there with, even with the warm 80s that we've been having here lately, some folks have come in to get their systems checked out. So not a bad idea to get yours done as well before we get into the heat of summer.
Need your professional opinion on something we see advertised a lot on television and various social media and so forth about these do-it-yourself, take-care-of-your-own air conditioning systems at home type thing. What do you think about those?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. Those things are dangerous.
Mm.
The air conditioning system on your car is under very high pressure. There's a high-pressure side and a low-pressure side. And these do-it-yourself things depend on you choosing the right orifice to put it into the system. You have to charge an air conditioning system on the low side. If you take one of these little can things and accidentally put it on the wrong fitting and it's on the high side, they will explode.
Oh, my God.
So they're dangerous. They really aren't very effective, even if you are having a problem. If you're low on refrigerant, there's a reason for it. And we need to diagnose the system and find out the reason why, other than just adding more refrigerant to it and hoping it's going to fix itself. Very rarely, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I've found that cars do not fix themselves.
Wish that they did, but unfortunately they can't. Talking about air conditioning and the do-it-yourselfers that you were just addressing there, too, in addition to the potential danger you're talking about there, even if someone were to successfully somehow go ahead and charge that system using that, that doesn't mean they've had the opportunity or the knowledge or the expertise on hand to be able to go ahead and look at other parts of the AC system that also need inspection.
That's right. It's just it's trying to put a Band-Aid on something that's just too severe to.
Yeah.
If you've got low refrigerant, there's a reason for it, and we need to explore why that is and fix the air conditioners still have a lot of couplings in the system, and most of them are compression couplings that just depend on the pressure inside the system to hold them in place, and they will deteriorate and start leaking in some of these. And so we've got a detector that we can actually, a little wand type deal that we can ever actually run over the system, and it will tell us if there is a leak in the system somewhere.
Wow.
And kind of takes us to the point where we can fix it.
So that's great. Ain't technology grand, tell you what.
It is. It's expensive, but in order to work on cars today, it's imperative that you've got to have the test equipment and the technology in order to know how to fix today's modern cars.
And you'll find it all at Precision Tune Auto Care. Dennis, tell us about your store.
We're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there right off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by any time. You don't need an appointment. But if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us about your air conditioning or anything else for that matter, give us a call. Our number is 926-9500.
Talk to you next week, Dennis.
Thank you. Everybody be safe out there today.